Good evening. This is Saturday. Hope you will be able to have a wonderful weekend. Tonight's Happy English. See one's doctor. See one's doctor. I feel very feverish. Do you? You better see your doctor at once. See eye to eye. See eye to eye. Don't you agree with him? I like him, but on his mother, I don't see eye to eye with him. See for oneself. See for oneself. Is it raining? See for yourself. See one off. See one off. Did Brian leave for Indonesia? Yes, I've been a bit to the airport to see him off. See red. You see red too first, Charles. Count 10 before you act. I agree, I'm so short-tempered. See stars, see stars. I banged against the telephone pole, and you saw stars. That's it. C2. Ted, you goofed again. Sorry, I'll see to it. Much better next time. C1's point. Can't you see how much you will save if you buy it now instead of 6 months later? I see your point. Seems. The sky is getting dark. Yes, it seems likely to rain. He's very rich, isn't he? Oh, no. He seems so, but actually he's up to the ears in debt. Seldom. Do you often see him? On the contrary, I sell to him as he lives too far away. Select. Oh, these dresses are all fascinating. Oh dear, can't you select one, honey? Sell. I hear the new dictionary is very popular among students. Yes, it sells very well. It'll be one of the best sellers soon. Send for. I don't feel like myself. Keep still. I'll send for the doctor at once. A sense of humor. When Ambassador Reicher was in Kyushu, some college student confronted him with a placard saying, "Reicher, go home." He said to them, "My wife's home is Kagoshima, and we are thinking of going there." He has a very fine sense of humor, doesn't he? Sensible. Don't you think he is a sensible person? I agree, he has a good sense, you know. Sensitive. The quality microphone is very high. Yes, it's quite sensitive to any small sound. Serious. Did anything go wrong while I was out? Oh, nothing serious. The phone rang many times, that's all. Are you serious about quitting school? Yes, I am in financial trouble. I can't help it. Did you find the boy's injuries serious? Not at all. He's be all right in a few days. Seriously. I'm very sorry I've broken one of your dishes. That's all right. And don't take it so seriously. The Brahmins are very religious, aren't they? Yes, they are. Go to church regularly. They are particularly about sermons. Servant. Do you have any servant? No, we can't afford one. Which waitress is serving you? That one over there. Oh, her service is so slow. That's going to serve us tea. Yes, it's lunchtime. Let's open our lunchbox, shall we? You have a very nice stand, don't you? Why not? I have served in the Royal Navy for 3 years. Serve one night. I missed a train this morning. You stayed up until morning watching TV last night. It serves you right. Service. I like the food at this restaurant very much. I agree, but the service is notorious. I really appreciate the nurse's service. Yes, they are very badly needed when we are very sick. Set. Your father seems to like carpentering very much. Oh, yes, he has a set of wonderful tools. All set. Are you ready? Yes, we are all set. Set one's hat on. There's a hat at the Betty's that I have my hat set on. Hats. How many hats do you need? Setting. Just imagine the full August moon, the mirror lake, the college. Well, you've got a perfect setting for an oriental banquet. Settle. The weather has been very changeable these days. Yes, I hope the weather will soon settle. Oh, you're from Greece. When did you come here? Well, about 10 years ago, we settled down in the States in 1959. Well, I hope you are enjoying tonight, Saturday Night Fever. Okay, thank you very much for listening to our happy English every day. See you tomorrow. Have a beautiful Sunday tomorrow. Bye now. Adios.